if you cut a tree down, one time it's broke off or down, and then the next tree comes from the stump, and you see that root. Well, it's a scrub. It will never make nothing. It won't make a tree. You can trim it and it'll go just a big old bush, but it will never be nothing. It would never make a lumber or nothing like that, you see, if it's one time broken down. And it comes from the root back again. It'd be just like setting out trees. So you set off the apple tree, and the sprout comes from the bottom, you know. That won't ever make anything.
The sucker.
The sucker won't make it. See, one time these bushes are just set out from the seed, you know, and they come up like that, and they graft the root onto it, you know. You know, that's the way to make it. Well, these trees broke down out here in the field. It's a scrub. It'll never be nothing in the woods anymore. If it's burned over and the sprout comes, it'll never make anything. It'll just make a bunch of thicket. That's the way thicket starts from burns. Burned over woods, and there'll never be a tree in it if any count comes from one around. Never make a lumber, never make nothing.
Until it gets a start from an acorn again.
It's got to start from an acorn again. It won't be anything.
Well, I wanted to ask you some things here while your wife is gone. What do you call it when you take a boar and remove his testicles?
You mean a hog? Or well, I call him boar hog again. You know,
and what do you call it when you're removing these things?
Well, that's castrating. We call it castrating. Just take a knife and cut them out.
And let's see, when he's got those, is there any special term for him?
He's a boar hog.
Boar hog.
Just a boar hog, or he's a horse, he's a stud hog. If you got them balls, sheep, anything, either say horse or sheep. When a sheep's worked on, you know, an old ram, he called him ram then, you know, he's not a... Cut his name down like I do a hog, you know. One time he's a boar hog, and then when he's worked on, he's a bar. And the steer calf, if you work on him, you know, he's a bull calf. So he's worked on, and then he's a steer calf. You understand that now, don't you?
And did you have any special terms for the outdoor toilet?
Any name for it? That's what we call it, just outdoor toilet.
Well, did you ever call it anything else? Privy or convenience or... Well, some people have told me it was called the Widder Jones.
Widder Jones, yeah. It might have been.
If you've eaten something that doesn't agree to it with you, and your stomach is just sort of like this, and you can't keep it down, it comes out. What do you say you have to do?
So, and I don't know what the doctors call it now. Well, he used to call it vomiting, you know. We have two or three names for everything like that. Now then, if I was to ask you a question, and you're a school teacher, do they use in these schools today, boys, do they say, you come down here and I had a bull, and would they come down here and say, I want to get you a bull, my cows are cutting up on it, breeder, do they say that among people?
Yeah, I think so. I noticed last night when I mentioned bull, I thought maybe I'd stepped on ground that I shouldn't.
Well,
maybe I shouldn't have waited.
I don't understand it, you know. This boy.